This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Put out the tweets for Would You Rather. The one with... it's right now it's 40, it's 60-40. You're going to end up winning on that one. Said the Warriors are moving on to the NBA Finals after the overtime win over Portland, looking for the fourth straight title in five tries, or the fourth title in five tries. Coming off the Cavs loss in 2016, their loss to the Cavs. As a Cavs fan, would you rather the Warriors win again this season or lose the NBA championship in 2019? Joanna, the baddest bitch.
Oh, I know her.
Tweets
yeah.
to us. That's her handle.
Yep.
Joanna, the baddest bitch. Bleep, Golden State. She wrote the word. I hope they never win a single game again.
Yeah, her ability to use such profanity this early in the morning, that's what makes Joanna as bad as she is. She would be nowhere near
that. I'm a fan of what I'm seeing here, and I think she has a valid point. Okay, it's well said, it's well spoken, and I agree, all right? That's what I'm trying to say.
So eloquently put by the baddest bitch.
Bud Shaw joins us, speaking of bad bitches, Bud Shaw joined us at 8:20 this morning, WKYC.com. We'll ask him about this farce going on with Carlos Gonzalez and also what's going on with the Cleveland Browns and whether or not people want Gerald McCoy. Real quick, do you want Gerald McCoy as a free agent as of last night? He was released by the Bucks.
Signed him last night.
Do you want Gerald McCoy?
Yes.
Okay, we all want Gerald McCoy, right?
Yes.
I don't see, now that he's a free agent, I don't see any backtrack slide anywhere here. I don't see the problem. Is there a problem? Unless it's fully guaranteed, just don't want to lose money, but it's not my money, so I've done the chant before. I don't think I need to do it here. It's like, okay, it's not my money. Go ahead.
Well,
it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
What has happened there that he fell out of good graces? Or is it just a $13
million? I don't think they wanted to pay him $13 million for the rest of his contract. Because if he's still with them and he's not going to restructure his deal with them, then they're going to move on. And I think they were trying to find some sort of a trade partner. The Browns, to John Dorsey's credit, because I was more than willing to trade Duke Johnson for Gerald McCoy. He did not budge on that. They want to keep Duke Johnson in the fold here. I think if you're Duke Johnson, I think you got to get to a point where maybe you need to understand that you're going to be on the football team somehow this year. Like, you're not, I don't think that, unless he really decides to make a stink of it and doesn't go to training camp and goes into the preseason without showing up, then maybe he'll get his way.
Now, does it matter to you that Odell Beckham yesterday on social media typed out Cleveland on the news story about Gerald McCoy?
No, it does. It's not anything bad. I'm sorry. I'm used to responding to things like, does this bother you?
No,
when it comes to Odell Beckham.
It's just big name right now is being linked in some way, shape, or form
should be.
To the Browns.
It should be.
Because you've seen, obviously, John Dorsey, his thought process is get all the talent he possibly can. He's not worried about whether it's going to mesh. He's not worried about who's going to be a distraction. He's not worried about any of that. He's putting a lot on the coaching staff, and that's a debate for another day. But yeah, every single big name, even some of the Seattle Seahawks over the last 2 months have been linked.
A general manager's job is to acquire talent. He's acquiring talent. He's doing what he's paid to do. He's doing what we wanted him to do. And so maybe you can try to judge character. Fine. Some people are. I think some people have gone over the line with what they've done. I'm sorry, it's just unrealistic what some people bring up. But when it comes to a guy like Gerald McCoy, I don't see the downside of it. If I end up losing because of the money, it's just the money. I don't mind the money. But Adam Schefter did report yesterday that spots would make sense for him because he wants to be with a playoff contender. Browns, Patriots, Chargers, Jags, Cowboys. Amongst the others, Cowboys did go to the playoffs last year at a 10-6 mark. 216-578-0092. You found some interesting odds for everybody. I thought these odds would be pretty high, Anthony. I didn't realize that these odds would be this good when it comes to Baker Mayfield. What do you got?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of interest here. And I think you want to talk about appetizing and value.
Yeah.
To see that, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is going to be there as the favorite. 6-1 odds. An incredible, insane season last year. And maybe he's also at the top because he lost some of his, some of the defensive players are gone. Kareem Hunt is gone. And maybe the thought is he's going to have to carry them a little bit more. And so if he puts up those numbers again and they have a great record, if they're 12-4, if they're anywhere near that, then he'd be the odds-on favorite. After Mahomes, second-best odds belong to Andrew Luck. He is at 9-1. And all you hear every single day is about how Ballard has built that team as shrewd as possible. They did not spend the money in free agency. They just draft. And they have a ton of money that they just didn't use. And they just have a lot of, obviously, confidence in their ability to build a team. Then it's Drew Brees and Tom Brady, the elder statesman, but they're at 10-1. Brady is a three-time winner of that award. Aaron Rodgers is next, 12-1, after a kind of a calamitous season a year ago. Now a new head coach is there. And then Baker Mayfield, 15-1. Do you think he's where he should be? Because he's ahead of Carson Wentz, who they say is completely healthy and is going to be involved in all the offseason stuff. Wentz is at 16-1, Rivers 17-1. Russell Wilson, 18-1.
Okay, so after Baker, it's Wentz, and then who?
Phillip Rivers and Russell Wilson.
Wow. Russell back there, what's his again? Just his odds? Russell Wilson? I guess it doesn't matter. All right.
18-1.
Mahomes, Luck, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a... Nate Burleson said it was his dark horse pick for an MVP. That's not a dark horse pick. That's one of the top candidates, right?
Yes.
15-1 for an MVP. Those are better odds. Do I expect him to be in that race? Should I expect him to be in that race?
Oh, wait, Big Ben, not even
for MVP.
Listed.
Yeah, Big Ben's not even on that list.
And he threw for 5,000 yards last
year.
But
what I'm asking you though is, should I expect him to be on that list?
Yes.
An MVP.
Yeah, if he's as good as we think he should be, number one overall pick.
In year two, like we have to understand, like Patrick Mahomes had an unbelievable season that even the biggest Patrick Mahomes fans didn't think that he was going to be capable of. I mean, 50 touchdowns by a second year quarterback.
First full year, but yeah.
50 touchdowns by a second-year quarterback is still pretty exceptional.
50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 5,000 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
That was the best of every world.
I think it's a hope, but I don't think an expectation there. I think you're wrong. An expectation to be in that conversation, to be seriously in that. At 15-1, those are good odds. So Vegas is telling me that, yeah, they put those odds there because they want to move the money, and there's a lot of people who are certainly excited about
it. Of all these, every time, it's like, should we put $100 on the Browns, or the Cavs, or the Indians? This I'd put $100 on.
But that's an expectation when you have $100 on something. There's an expectation he should be in that conversation.
I guess I throw a lot of money away in Vegas.
I guess
when
you
I go
do.
There.
I guess you do. But expectation and hope, those are two different things, Anthony. So maybe you want to walk that back before
it's gambling. I never have a huge expectation. I just think if you're looking for value, hey, yeah, $100 on Baker Mayfield, 15-1. Why not?
How much of this is just Las Vegas playing off of the Browns fans' fervor right now?
So you think it should be worse? You guys both collectively seem to think his odds should be worse.
I think it's pretty high for a guy. When you look at the leader, Mahomes, the reigning MVP, is only 6-1. He's not 2-1 or 3-1.
Yeah, but in that league, can you have that?
I know. It doesn't really happen that way for
this
football.
Isn't the NBA. And look, right. I brought up off the air, I was going through the list. For anybody to repeat, it just doesn't really happen. Yeah, Tom Brady's won it three times. But Tom Brady's never won it back-to-back. In fact, there's always a few years in between. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm just discounting Tom Brady. And Drew Brees, the way I saw him look at the end of the year.
What's Andrew Luck's odds?
He was the next best.
What were the odds?
9-1.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep talking. What were you saying?
To me, I'm kind of ruling out Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And they're ahead of Baker Mayfield. If I'm talking about what I would do with my actual money.
I would agree. If I'm betting $100.
Yeah.
Is that because of play on the field or because you think that what they do has been done for so long that people kind of discount them?
They do. I mean, think about it this way. The Warriors, I know they've had to split the vote. They weren't even considered this year for MVP.
If I'm making a bet.
And we know those are the best players in the game. Right. We know Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are two of the best players in the game.
This becomes an extra would you rather, basically. If I'm making a bet, I'm betting on Andrew Luck.
9-1.
I'll put it on 9-1.
Payoff's not as good, though.
All right, well, that doesn't matter. I want to win, don't I?
Yeah.
So $100 in my hand or $900 in my hand is better than $1,500 that's not in my hand.
You know, the Colts were 10-6 last
year.
Yeah,
I'm going with Andrew Luck. I think the Colts are going to be a dynamite team. I think they're going to be. So I think that the Browns and Colts are going to meet in the postseason at some point.
How many wins did you? Because you said.
Like this year, I mean.
Didn't you say the Browns were going to win 10 or 11?
Yeah.
All right, if they win 11. Baker's in that conversation the entire year.
He would be in that conversation.
Now, the Colts, Andrew Luck would have to win more games than that. And they can, but...
I don't know if that's true. I mean, if Andrew Luck... If Baker goes out there and throws 35 touchdowns and whatever, and the Browns are 11 and 5, but Andrew Luck goes out there and throws for 48 or 49 or 50 touchdowns in his own right, who's going to win the MVP? It's going to be Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. So if I'm putting $100 down, I'm not trying to be a mean-spirited person over here. I got to make the bigger investment. Baker, I think, is a hope. Andrew Luck has proven where he's played in a lot of ways. So I would pick Andrew Luck there. 216-578-0092. Let's see who you pick. You got $100. Mahomes at the top. What's his odds again? 5-1, 6-1?
6-1.
6-1. Then Luck at 9-1. Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, Baker Mayfield up there at 15-1. You got $100. Which one are you going to bet on? And also, let's end this voluntary workout crap right now. Odds for Baker are what again? 15-1.
For MVP, he is at 15-1 ahead of Carson Wentz, ahead of Russell Wilson and Phillip Rivers.
And you would put, you got $100 out of.
I think Baker's a great bet.
Out of Mahomes, who's 6-1. Oh, I think he's a very good bet. Breeze and Brady, which I agree. I don't think he's going to win it. I don't think either one of those guys are going to win it. Breeze has never, for as great as Drew Breeze has been, and is a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer, has never been an MVP.
Always overlooked. I don't know if that's because Sean Payton gets a lot of the credit now. He obviously has a stud wide receiver, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara is there. Do you think, see, here's the question about this, because Mahomes was stacked last year. That talent on the Chiefs offensively was stacked. Some people are saying, well, Andrew Luck doesn't have as much help, so therefore you'd go with Andrew Luck. Yeah, but you need the help to get the touchdown passes. And that's why, if everything goes the way you're hoping they go for Baker Mayfield this year, don't you think he should be up in the 40s, upper 30s and into the 40s? Or is that, do you think that's just hoping way too much?
Man, it's hard to throw 40-plus touchdown passes in a season.
With Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry?
Yes.
And Kareem Hunt the second half of the year?
It's not like defenses don't know who these guys are. Like, they will have, you could have a part where you would just have so many weapons that they can't game plan for you. There's a possibility there. But over time,
Baker had 27 last year,
yes,
touchdowns, and that's obviously not starting the season and having the hanging around his neck like Hugh Jackson. So it's gonna
the albatross hanging around.
You'd
his
like
neck,
to
yeah.
think it's well, I was gonna say something else. You'd like to think it's gonna be even easier, you know, this time around.
Well, if he's got 27 last year, it should be easier this year. But man, 40 plus, to me, anything over 40 is gonna be very high, very high. And yeah, if you got those two with you. Yeah, there's a possibility he could be up there. In year two, I think we need to understand again that what Patrick Mahomes did last year was something outrageously special. To expect Baker to do the same thing, I think is unrealistic.
I think it's because Baker was so good, bursting on the scene, having so much against him.
It's true.
In that rookie year, to start out the year. It was ridiculous that he wasn't getting the first team reps. It was ridiculous that we just handed a job to Tyrod Taylor, especially if all the experience that Baker Mayfield had, you know, coming in college, he was ready to go. He's clearly ready to go day one. Well, this year he is. He's going to be the guy. He's been anointed. There is no competition. It's Baker Mayfield's team. And then, oh, by the way, you're giving him Odell Beckham. And, oh, by the way, halfway through the year, you're giving him Kareem Hunt. Unless you're telling me that Patrick Mahomes is just that much better than Baker. Now he is better.
Well, he is. But I think it's exceedingly hard to repeat as an MVP. So that's why I wouldn't put $100 down on Mahomes. I would put $100 down on Luck. No Breeze, no Brady, no Rodgers. Mayfield would be the only two. So me, it's a two-person race. Not Wentz, not Phillip Rivers, not Russell Wilson. To me, it's a two-person race. It would be either Baker Mayfield or Andrew Luck, and I would probably pick Andrew Luck. Because there's a little bit more there. Like, some people brought up the injuries, which is absolutely a reason to do it. There has been possibilities with injuries before, significant injuries, and there's always could be again. So that would be a reason maybe you would go towards Baker. But I've seen Andrew Luck put up significant numbers before. Baker, what he did, that's a nice total. 27 touchdowns is a really nice total. And he should have more when you're throwing to Odell Beckham Jr., when you're throwing to Jarvis Landry. And who do the Colts have? They have T.Y. Hilton. They should be decent at the tight end position. And, you know, Eric Ebron had a good year, but Eric Ebron's kind of out to lunch. And Devin Funchess is okay, too. They bring in Paris Campbell. So there's a couple of guys there that are good. I would expect Andrew Luck, as a veteran now, would be, what, 6-7 years in as a veteran now, to be able to make those guys look even better. Baker is a second-year guy. You hope that those guys make him look better. But after a time, you would hope Baker changes and makes wide receivers look better. And he kind of already did that. With Antonio Callaway, I think you can give a little bit of credit. I think you should give some credit to Baker.
But all of a sudden, their guys scored touchdowns. I didn't even know were on the Browns last year.
Hollywood Higgins has looked better. Now, Hollywood Higgins, you probably say, has always been a pretty sturdy route runner, things like that, and has worked on his craft. But Baker certainly throwing to him has made him look better in the eyes of fans. So he's already got that. I just think that to say MVP in year two is a very difficult argument for me to make. I think that's a little bit overboard, and I think it turns into an expectation, and I think that expectation is overboard.
I've got a guy who clearly is a Steelers fan because there's a Steelers jersey in his profile. He says, what good team did Baker look good against? Mahomes compared to Baker isn't even close. Quit even bringing it up.
Can we do this?
I mean, I'm
not going to sit there and respond to a troll.
We agree that Mahomes is ahead of Baker right now, but I think Baker has every avenue to get better. And if you guys, if Freddie Kitchens is as good as everybody's telling me he is, and he's got the whole offense from day one, he's got the reins, then yeah, I expect Baker to put up better numbers. True, he did get knocked down a peg against the better defenses, but he also still put up nice numbers
games. I don't need that reason. I really don't need that all hashed out again. All right, can we move on from that? And can we at least say, I guess I am going to respond to a troll, okay? And I wanted to use a different word, but I'm not going to use it. To all you idiots out there, and yeah, I use the I word. To all you idiots out there, so they go, well, how did he look against good football teams? You understand they were coming off 0-16, right? He had Hugh Jackson for the first how many games of the football season? When did Hugh Jackson finally get canned? After the Steelers game. So almost half the season he had Hugh Jackson hanging around his neck and trying to take away all
Todd
the power.
Todd Haley
with it too. Yeah, I'll throw Todd Haley into it too. Can we stop this? How many good teams did the Browns actually beat last year? The Browns were still not a great football team whatsoever. If I was making an argument against Kansas City and looked at Kansas City and said, how many good teams did Kansas City beat? Which you can't do it because they still beat a lot of good football teams. But if it were that case, then you could try to do that because Kansas City has a history. The Browns were out and out garbage before. The Browns beating bad teams when they're a bad team.
What's the first step?
It's not a dig at the Browns.
It's the first step. And now the next step is, beat.
That's the natural
beat some of the good teams,
progression of things.
Beat some of the teams in the division. Something, you know, last year they still were not able to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Listen, if you're going to be a Steelers fan, that's one thing. But if you're going to be an out-and-out moron, that's another thing. So I can deal with one. I can't deal with both, which usually it is both. 216-578-0092. If I'm putting $100 down, I'll put $100 down on Andrew Luck. You say you're going to do it on Baker.
I would do it on Baker. I would.
We're going to put our money where our mouth is?
In fact, I think I might be going out there for summer league.
Can we talk about live?
Yeah.
On the radio?
What do you mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I don't want the panda running down the hallway.
Oh, we're fine.
You know how he gets worked up. Are you going out for summer?
My goal is to go out there for some of summer.
Do I trust you to take my $100 and put it down on what I want, or do I trust you to probably spend it on something else?
I think if we talk about it on the air, you better damn well trust me because there's now a paper trail and there's recorded evidence.
I get a receipt, right?
Yes.
Like a paper receipt?
I'll have the receipt. I'll take the picture for you. Or do I just do something else with the money?
That's what I'm
You know what the thing is, $100, you know what that gets you? That literally, I think $100 does not get you a bucket of beers in Vegas anymore. Well, I don't think it even gets you a bucket of beer. So yeah, I'll just spend the money on the bet.
I think Lima, Ken's telling you that he trusts you with his money.
Yes.
So it's up to you to do the right thing and invest it the right way.
I will. It will be an investment.
Well, he's got to bet on who I want him to bet on.
Because what happens if they win, then I got to take it out of my pocket anyway.
Yes. Which now, when I'm really thinking about it, gambling to me is supposed to be fun, and I don't do it often. I might just want to put the money down on Baker.
Why wouldn't you?
If you're kidding around with it or something like that, well, I mean, what's the point, right? If I'm making a serious investment, then yeah, I'd probably say, if it's my last $100 and I got to make it work, honestly, I'd probably take Andrew Luck. But if I'm just sending you out there, if you're going out for Summer League, when are you going out? When Summer League?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So if you go out to Vegas for Summer League and I send him out there with $100, kid, what am I going to say? Put it on Andrew Luck, not Baker Mayfield. Yeah, probably put it on Baker Mayfield. What the hell, right?
I absolutely love gambling. I love it. It's fun. I love playing cards. I love going to casino. I don't do it too often because I don't have the disposable money to just throw away. You have to go into it expecting to lose the money that you're putting down. So at that point, you might as well bet with your heart and have fun with it. Because you already expect to lose it. That money's already gone.
All right, let me ask you.
If you're going to gamble with that money, it's already gone.
And then I can
you win, it's bonus. Hey, all right. But you have to be able to accept that you already spent that $100.
I'll move on. But you think about this. You got a point, because how much more excited am I going to be if the Browns make the playoffs
exactly.
and Baker does well, and I win $1,500 because of Baker Mayfield?
Are we sleeping on Patrick Mahomes here?
I just don't think he can win it two times in a row. I think there will be a natural.
Peyton Manning won two in a row. Brett Favre won three in a row.
That's hard to do. It's very hard to do. You're talking
about
two.
But it's not impossible.
You're talking about two of the all-time legends.
And you're talking about a quarterback in his second year through 50 touchdowns.
I understand. But we're still talking about two of the all-time greats to ever play the game. When you bring that up, that's rarefied air. I think it's very hard to do it twice. To do it three times is basically unheard of. But to do it twice, with the exception of one guy, obviously. To do it twice, I think, is very, very difficult in a row. So I would still look at this and go, I think Patrick Mahomes to me is off the board at 6-1. Luck if I'm doing that, but it's exactly what I just said. If I'm just kidding around with it, why would I want to sit there and root for Andrew Luck? I'd rather root for Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's my quarterback. I want that guy to do well, and if I win 1,500 extra bucks, then what the hell?
Maybe it's the just playing devil's advocate, because I agree with you. I would just put it on Baker at this point, because you can even win a little more money, but... The other side of that is, well, you're going to root for the Browns anyway, and now you have something else that could happen where you're not devastated if, hey, the Browns don't do exactly what you were hoping. Instead, you still can win money.
No. See, and that's the thing, too.
That's
again,
not as fun.
You got to go in expecting to lose that 100 anyway.
That's not as fun.
It's not a consolation prize when it comes to your sports team sucks.
This is gambling. This isn't Wall Street. I'm not trying to create a portfolio.
Exactly,
And hedge bets and do
no,
some things.
No, but hedging's a big part of how people gamble. They hedge.
But that's not how I would gamble. Like TA takes all the fun out. Excuse me, I shouldn't name names. Guys like that take all the fun out of it for me. Like, because I'm not trying to pay attention to trends. I'm not trying to get rich gambling. If I'm goofing around, I'm goofing around. I think it's fun when you win something.
See, and as another thing, though, you might want to take that 100, split it in half, put 50 on the Browns to win the Super Bowl. While you're at
now
it.
We're talking here. What are the odds for the Browns to win the Super Bowl? And that's still like 16-1 or something like that?
The lowest one I've seen is 16-1.
16-1.
Yeah, 20-1 is usually, depending on what book you walk into.
What's 50 times 16?
I think Baker's got a much better chance of winning the MVP than the Browns have of winning the Super Bowl this year.
Like 800?
Hey, do you agree?
750, 16 times 5.
He's doing math.
80, 800, 750 and 800 is what? Boy, 15, math radio, 15, this is good stuff.
10.
15, there you go. It said 15-50 right there. And that's even more money.
I think Baker has a much better shot of winning the MVP than the Browns have of winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Just because it's year one. Yes. I'm not saying they can't.
It's hard. That's a team accomplishment. I think you're right about that. Yes. 216-578-0092. Anthony, it's time to end this voluntary workout garbage. Also, Greedy Williams has signed a 4-year deal with the Cleveland Browns. So we got the number, we got the second round pick out of the way. Away we go with the 2019
campaign. Well, I don't miss the days where signing your rookies was a story.
That was a big deal.
Thank God it's just like a blip now.
And arguing offset language, having arguments over that, that was always or trying to force arguments over offset language. Voluntary workout needs to stop. First off, you brought it to my attention. Michael Thomas put something out on social media yesterday that was a bit cryptic about the money. Or basically what? He's going into year three and he's going to make just over $1 million?
Year four.
And he's going to make just over $1 million?
He's had like one of the greatest starts to a career in NFL history at that position.
Not even 3 years with Michael Thomas already? He's been fantastic. And then we've gone through what we've gone through with Odell Beckham Jr. And this is why I say to get rid of it. Because Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to voluntary workouts, not going to voluntary workouts to prove a point or send a message. But Julio Jones not going to voluntary workouts, which he will not be at today with the Atlanta Falcons, is to send a message. He wants another contract. Now, I know everybody says that Julio Jones is perfectly fine and is one of the guys that we don't have problems with and is not one of the diva wide receivers that has held out before and looks like he might hold out again. Reuben Foster, to a different level, gets hurt during voluntary workouts yesterday, and it looks like that could be a serious knee injury. So you have Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Reuben Foster, Le'Veon Bell. Reuben Foster's an injury. Le'Veon Bell did not participate in the first starts of OTAs. Do you see what I'm saying here? Like, it's only taken one. That's a negative thing with an injury with Reuben Foster. Two, Michael Thomas, as far as I know, is going to show up, but he did say something that was not too thrilling because he's obviously wants to get paid.
He tweeted, "Make sure you get what you deserve, not what you think you will take."
Julio Jones is going to be there. Do you start to see the reasoning why? There's a reason why people flip out about Odell Beckham Jr. I can't help it. I think it's overblown. I think to a level I think that you would admit it's overblown. But the reason they do is because You have a guy who was let go for non-football reasons who doesn't come to voluntary workouts. His reasons for not coming to voluntary workouts are not based on a cantankerous attitude. I don't think he's very trusting of the NFL system right now. But you have guys like Julio Jones who's not going to go to voluntary workouts to prove a point.
Yeah, well, first of all,
I say get rid of it because you're only making your product look worse.
Yeah, look, this is what they collectively bargained for. You'd have to ask them why they bargained for this.
And I think it was a bad collective bargaining.
I think there are a lot of players who are fringe players in the NFL who are loving this system because they have a chance to hang on. They have a chance to hang on for dear life and prove themselves. They have a chance to be in the building. They have a chance to become a better football player. The guys who are at the top of the pecking order, and I'm not talking about quarterbacks. I'm going to get to them in a second.
Uh-huh.
The guys at the top of the pecking order that are receivers, running backs, maybe at-risk positions, guys that get injured very easily and you start to develop some bad things there when it comes to injuries or whatever, they're like, hey, I have my way of training. I'm a world-class athlete, and my position is not in flux. I'm the starter. Nobody's going to question that. I'm going to get the ball thrown to me. And chemistry, no big deal. We'll develop that in training camp. Quarterbacks are all like, I'm the team leader. If I'm not there, then what is our team doing? Are we getting better as a team? If I'm not there, no. So there's a little bit of guilt. I'm the franchise. I'm repping this entire billion-dollar organization. Mm-hmm. I've got to be there every day.
But I think that those are the expectations. I think that when people bring this up about Odell and when they bring it up about other players and they go, well, what about Baker? That's part of the job description for Baker. To be a franchise quarterback, that's part of what it is. It's going to a voluntary OTAs, and honestly, it's going to functions other than football that you are there as a representative, as the prime representative of the team. You are the face of the franchise, and that means you're going to a lot of things that maybe you don't even want to go to. And voluntary workouts could be one of those things. But when I look at Odell Beckham and I see some of the stuff that's been overblown with OBJ, and then obviously Julio Jones, who's doing it for a reason, when I see Reuben Foster getting hurt, Michael Thomas obviously isn't happy with things, Le'Veon Bell, who sat out last year and still sat out OTAs, when I see that, I go, why are we even having these things if we're just going to make our own product look worse? You're right. It adds an opportunity for a fringe player. I can't deny that. But if the overall aspect of it is something that's taken as a negative, why have it in the first place? I pay him to show up to camp in shape, show up to camp or the mandatory OTAs in shape and be ready for it. 216-578-0092. We'll get your thoughts on it and update Would You Rather, your chance to win $1,000 at 803 on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.